paragraph of.
Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Gam homonorosho rotzol is gaber chas v'sholom al Yisraelai de bechinas pegama mishpot hamavur b'maymar anal. We find also that when Haman wanted to strengthen himself against the Yidden, one of the things that he was using as a means of drawing power was the pegam hamishpot to the Jews, which Rabbeinu Zal mentions in that chapter in the Likutei Moran. Ayin shom heitev inyan pegam hamishpot shenase al yedei tfilin roim. Look in Likutei Moran, chapter 5 over there, where Rabbeinu Zal explains how there becomes a pegam hamishpot, a defective mishpot, through a pegam in the moichin, which is called tefillin. Hainu al yedei shemalin tipas esov yishmoel. Through when the Jews allow the droplet of Esav and Yishmoel to be elevated, that's what causes pegam hamishpot. Because again, Avram Avinu was not 100% pure. By Avram Avinu, there was a Yitzchak and Yishmoel that came from him. Yitzchak Avinu wasn't 100% pure. There was a Yaakov and an Esav. It's only by Yaakov that we find purity, a level of purity where all the seed that came from him was all pure. He represents perfect Tikkun HaBris because he is the perfection of Mishpot. Mishpot being the middle of the road, Tiferes. Velozet Srichen Kishur Hamerkovo. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran that if a Jew wants to fix up the Pegama Mishpot, the way he does it is through Kishur Hamerkovo. Shehu Bechinas Kisois LeMishpot. Because the throne of Hashem is called Mishpot also. Ayin Shom Heitev. Look over there in Likutei Moran to see how Rabbeinu Zal explains this concept of Kishur Hamerkovo, which is a tikkun for Pegam Hamishpot. Vihine homon horoshi machshemoi hoyomizera gag. Vihizgabra al Yisrael al yidei pegam shaul shepogam bemilchemes amolik. Shehishir esagag chai vechomal al meitavatsoin. We know that Haman HaRosha was born from Agag, the king of Amalek. When Hashem told Shaul HaMelech through Shmuel HaNovi, I want you to wipe out Amalek, men, women, children. Wipe out. Don't leave anything alive. No sheep, no cattle, nothing. And the Torah says that Shaul HaMelech didn't listen. He had pity. He let Agag live. He put him in prison, put him in jail. But he let him live. He didn't kill him immediately. And also the Jews couldn't bring themselves to wipe out all of those sheep and cattle, everything. They decided they're going to bring some back to bring sacrifices for Hashem from Amalek's sheep and stuff. And we find that the Torah says that that was a big pegam in Shaul HaMelech's judgment. Shepogam bemilchemes Amalek, shehishiras Agag chai. He was poigam in the battle against Amalek, in leaving Agag alive, v'chomal al meitav atzoin, and having pity on the choicest of the sheep of Amalek. V'zeh b'chinas pegam hamishpot. This is an example of defective judgment. Shebo al yedei tefillin roim, which comes through defective moichin, which means defective tefillin. Al yedei shemalin el hamoyach tipas Esav Yishmoel. By a person allowing Esav and Yishmoel to creep into their head, in a sense. Kireishis goyim Amalek, because Rav Nosson Zal explains Amalek is considered to be the leader of all goyim. Kihu kolul me'esav Yishmoel. Amalek is the combination of the evil of Esav and Yishmoel. Shehem klolius kol ha'umais, where those two, Esav and Yishmoel, represent all 70 nations of the goyim. Kihu reishis goyim, because those two are called the two leaders. The Sifrei Kabbalah say that there's 70 nations, 35 of them are under Esav's control, 35 under Yishmael's control. But which one is the leader of all 70 nations? Amalek. Which means Amalek is on top of Esav and Yishmael. Amalek is the combination of Esav and Yishmael. The Kol Mikulam, Amalek is Koilel, all of them. Vehu Iker Zuama Sanochosh, he represents the main filth of the snake. Bechinas Tipa Esav Yishmoel Shein Lohem Shum Tikkun. He represents the aspect of the droplet of Esav and Yishmoel where there's no way to fix it. V'alkein Nitztave Shol Lahachrimon. That's why Shaul HaMelech was instructed to wipe out Amalek completely. Mishor Vatzeh, the oxen, the sheep, Migomol, the camels, Ad Chamor, the donkeys, Laabed Zichrom Lagamri. Wipe out any trace of them, any memory of them. Ki kol hadvorim sheba ilom tzrichin tikun. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, generally we say that everything in this world requires fixing, tikun. Ki kulam nifgemu al yidei chet odom harishon shepogam betipei hamoach shebechinas hechet hamesorei. Because everything in this world became defective as a result of Adam eating from the Eitz Hadas, which caused the pegam in the moach, etc. Kol hadvorim naflu beklipa. That's what forced everything to fall into a klipa. We are busy all life trying to fix up things, trying to elevate them and purify them from the klipa. Mibchinas hechtim besoroi, to take them out of the category of stained flesh, like lahaloisam el amoyach, to elevate them to the moyach shesham nistaklin kolan etzutzois. When things get elevated to the brain, in the brain everything gets fixed up. Ki kulam b'machshavos bariru, because the Zohar HaKadosh says everything gets a tikkun through sechel, through chachma. Ki ze ikar hatikkun lahalois kol hanitzutzos shenaflu beklipa shenispashtu b'chol hadvarim sheba'olam b'doymam tzemeachai medaber adei chotod amarishon hanal lahaloisem el hamoach. The main tikkun on earth is to elevate all the sparks of Kedusha that have fallen into Klipa and that have spread themselves out into everything in this world, inanimate objects, animals, you know, everything, to elevate it to the Moyach. Sheze b'chinas shemalin b'chinas hechtum sorel b'chinas moichin tefillin hamavur b'maimaranal. That's what Rabbeinu Zal means in that chapter in Likutei Moran when he talks about taking something out of hechtum b'soroi and bringing it into tefillin moichin. Avol yesh dvorim she'osur lanu lesakein. However, there are certain things that it's forbidden for us to try to fix. Ki heim b'chinas tipaseis of Yishmael she'en lohem shum tikun. Those items are in the category of the droplet of Esav and Yishmael, which we can't fix. V'ze b'chinas kol ho'isurim she'betorah. This corresponds to those things which are considered treif, chazer, this, you know, all of those things that a Jew is not allowed to eat, not allowed to. Ki heim b'chinas tipaseisa v'yishmoel b'chinas zuhamas anochosh she'en lohem shum tikun. This refers to that category which has no tikun. V'adarabah, just the opposite. Ki shemalin oisam chas v'sholam alamoyach, if you try to elevate them, nifgam hamoyach, they'll mess up your brain. If you try to elevate them into your brain, they'll mess up your brain. V'nase kilkul hamishpot. They will cause a kilkul hamishpot shemizeh mizgaber hatuma hanal b'yoyser chasushon, which gives strength to pegam habris in a very big way. V'alkein amolek shehuzu amasanochosh p'chinas tipaseis v'yishmoel hanal alkein osur lahashru mimenu shum zecher boilam. This is why the Jews were told not to leave any trace of Amalek in the world. V'alkein nitztave lochomis afilu behemois mishor vatzeh, even their animals wipe out. Ki kulam heim b'chinas tipaseis v'yishmoel shein lahem shum tikun. Because every part of Amalek, even the animals, represents this droplet of Esav v'yishmoel that has no tikun. V'osur lasek behem lesaknom al aloysem al amoyach. You can't elevate them to the moyach, ki hamoyach nivgam al yodom kishemal moysam. You'll mess up the moyach if you try to elevate them. V'shol hamelech olav shalom pogam boze. Shol hamelech made a mistake in this. He was pogam in this. V'hishir es agag melech amolek chai. He left Agag, the king of Amalek, alive for one night. V'chom al olav, he had pity on him. V'al meitav hatzoin, and on the choice sheep and everything, lizboyach l'ashem, he said, we'll use it for sacrifices. V'zehu pegam godoil ma'oid. This represented a major, major pegam in Shaul HaMelech. B'chinas pegam hatfilin anal. This represents a pegam in the moyach. Ki hoyoroitze lahalois l'korban behemois shel Amalek. He wanted to use Amalek's animals for korbonois. Ki ikar ha-korban hu b'chinas hanal. Because the main concept of a korban is what we said before, shemalin u'mesaknin koyach ha-behemiyis shu koyach ha-medame u'mesaknin oisei b'b'chinas odom. The concept of korban is taking behema and elevating it to odom. K'mo shekosov, as the pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, this week's Parsha, Odom ki yakriv mikem korban lashem min habehema. Odom, who will bring Korban Tashem from Behema. From Behema, you're going to make Odom. That's what the Pasuk is hinting to. Takrihu es Korbanchem. The main concept behind Korbanos is elevating Behema to Odom. Which is what Rabbeinu Zal in that chapter in Likud Imran calls elevating from Hechtim Besoroi to the level of Moichin Tfilin. That's another word for Behema versus Odom. As is explained there, v'shol sherotzal ha'alos l'korban behemas shel amolek shebichinas tipaseis of Yishmael al kein pogam betfilin. Shol ha'melech, by wanting to elevate the wrong kind of behemas, amolek's behemas, he was pogam in tefillin. Ki kishemalin tipaseis of Yishmael aydeze nivgam hamoichin v'tefillin v'nase kilkul ha'mishpot chasashom. He messes up the mishpot. V'chein pogam b'ma shechomal al agag, and he also was pogam in what he had pity on agag. Ki osur l'rachem aleim, because you're not allowed to have pity on Amalek. Ki horachmonus hu hadas, because pity is associated with the brains, with moichim. Nimtzo kishemerachamim al echod, therefore, when you take pity on someone, mamshichin all of das, you're shining das in him. By showing pity to someone, you're showing him das. V'alkein kishohoyoloi rachmonus alagag melech amolek. Therefore, by the act of shol hamelech, showing pity on agag, pogam betfilin. That's an example of being poigim in the moyach, which is called tfilin. Ki hele chas v'sholam es amolek, shubchinas tipaseis av Yishmael, El horachmonus v'hadas, because by showing pity on Agag, that's like taking Agag and elevating him into your mind, into das, bringing him to rachmonus, which is to das. V'idezeh nase pegam hamishpot. That's what caused pegam hamishpot. V'alkein to'o bekamo dvorim, and this is why we find that Shol Hamelech made several mistakes. Ki hayadon es David ves noivir akoyhanim kemordim b'malchus. He judged David HaMelech as being a rebel against the king, death penalty. And he judged the city of Nov, the city of Kohanim, that they all deserve death penalty for helping a criminal, David HaMelech. V'don v'shofat oisom b'miso sheloi kedin. He judged them to deserve death penalty incorrectly. Pigam HaMishpot. V'chein Omra Zal, and the Gemara says also, Sheshol loizocho lasuke shmaitza libe de hilchasa. The Gemara says that one of the differences between Shol HaMelech and Dovan HaMelech was that Dovan HaMelech, whenever he learned Gemara, he was always zecher that the halacha was like him. And by Shol HaMelech, it was the opposite. The halacha was always not like him. He was always on the wrong side of the fence in a debate in Torah. Implying Zehainu b'chinas pegam hamishpot, that shows a crooked, a messed up judgment. How? Alidei pegam hanal kanal, based on Amole Agag and that whole business, based on the messing up, trying to elevate the tipas esa v'yishmoel the Amolek into the das. V'alkein nitrad mimalchus. This is why Shol HaMelech got pushed out, got rejected from kingdom. Ki irk ikra malchus digdusha toloi boze, because the main malchus of kedusha is dependent on this nekuda b'mechias amolek, the ability to wipe out amolek shehu bechinas tikkun abris kanal, which means being zeichet to true tikkun abris. Ki malchus digdusha hu bechinas isha yiras Hashem, because one of the nicknames of the malchus digdusha is the woman with pure fear of Hashem. She'ikur kiyumo alidei tikkun abris. This isha yiras Hashem, the main thing that keeps her alive is tikkun abris. Shehu toloi b'mechias amolek, which is wiping out amolek. Remember, amolek is called asher korcho baderech. Amolek is carry. Pegam abris. V'ze shomar Shmuel l'shol. This is why Shmuel Hanavi said to Shol HaMelech, Oisi sholach Hashem lemoshchacho lemelech al Yisrael. Hashem sent me originally to anoint you as a king over the Jewish people. V'ato leich v'hikisa. Therefore, go wipe out that nation called Amalek. Note how Shmuel HaMelech put it: Hashem appointed you as king. Go wipe out Amalek, because those two go together. kingdom, the kingdom of Malchus Tekdusha is dependent on wiping out Amalek. Ki tikkun Malchusa, Shehu Malchus Tekdusha, Hoyotoli Bozekanal. The tikkun Amalchus of Shaul HaMelech was dependent on his ability to wipe out Amalek. V'alkein kishepogam bozeh. And therefore, when Shaul HaMelech messed up in that, Nitrat min Amalchus, he got ejected from Malchus. As it says, Yan Moasto as Devar Hashem, because you rejected and despised the word of Hashem, Vayemos Chomimelech. Hashem despises and rejects you from being his king. Kanal, as we explained earlier.